This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome, everybody. It's Thursday, March 31st. And, exciting thing, I have Alan Painter, my cohort, my partner in crime here with me.
He's back.
So, you know, he comes in and out because he likes to keep everybody guessing when he's on here with me. But I'm glad you're here today.
Well, it's a pleasure. What is this, April Fool's Eve day? So
yes.
Let's see what kind of hijinks and chaos we can cause today.
Absolutely. And tomorrow is 1 year from when we started the show. So,
well, happy anniversary,
happy
honey.
Birthday, your Q.
Yeah. 1 year already.
I know. That's crazy.
I didn't think we'd make it a week.
I
thought they'd be yanking us off the air.
Yeah. I kind of did too. Yeah. So, hey, kudos.
It must be really hard up.
Kudos to KQEN because we're doing good job.
Thank
News
you,
Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Killing it.
Good job.
We love you. 1 year.
It took her 11 months to get the old 1240 down. Now she's got.
I know. Now they've added
this.
We're rebranding. It's exciting.
Yeah, our second year, you'll have
second
it down.
Year. Yeah, give me another year. Once a week, it's hard. Well, we are excited because, as everybody knows, we're passionate about our patriotism, our veterans, first responders,
America.
The Lord, and all things America. And today we have Kara Coughlin from The Fallen Outdoors in the studio with us. Kara, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Shannon. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, me too. We've talked and it's like, oh, I get to meet you in person.
Right.
The Fallen Outdoors is a 501c3 organization, and they're a group of volunteer veterans who are helping veterans in the outdoors and get acclimated and all that. And you're going to tell us all about that. And just the wonderful outcomes. So give us a little bit of a history on your program.
All right. So like you said, we are a 501c3 organization. We were founded in 2009. A great guy by the name of Eric Bakken, who lives up in the state of Washington, was actually over in Afghanistan and having a conversation with a couple of his buddies, Specialist Finnegan and Specialist Cardenas. They were having a conversation, and Eric asked them if they had ever been hunting before. And they hadn't. They'd never been hunting before. So on that, during that conversation, he had promised them when they got back that he would take them hunting. Unfortunately, I get the chills every time I talk about it. Unfortunately, Specialist Finnegan and Cardenas, they never made it home. So it kind of, you know, was passed a while after Eric Bakken got back to the States. He just, after a little while, he felt a calling, and he just decided that he wanted to make it happen where he can build an organization to honor them, honor their memory. And so after a little bit, the Fallen Outdoors was formed. We are now, even though it's headquartered in Washington State, we're actually, I believe it's in 48 states. You can find a team in each state that basically we are veterans, all volunteer in the whole organization nationally. They pay a lawyer because, you know, everybody's got to have a lawyer. And an accountant because somebody's got to do the money. Those are the only people that get a paycheck. Everyone else is all volunteer. So basically what we do is we fundraise, we organize trips. We put it out there, but the Fallen Outdoors, although we do a lot of trips, we do hunting, fishing, backpacking, hiking, four-wheel driving, horseback riding. We have people that post just like Ducks basketball games, Ducks football, concerts, all kinds of different activities, anything you can think of pretty much. We do that. That's like the main thing we do. But the best part about the organization is just the camaraderie. We base everything off of Facebook because, let's face it, we're a nonprofit and Facebook is free for now.
Yep. Right.
So although we have people contact us that aren't on Facebook because we do understand that and we try to get things organized for them. But for the most part, everything is based on Facebook. So we post the trips on Facebook. So that's the main hub. But what else is on there is you know, I just had a lady, I had asked everybody before, tell me what, how TFO has affected you so that I can share it with people. And one of them said, you know, my husband had back surgery and I had a bunch of help that I needed around the house. And they put a post up and people came. I mean, they were helping them. We were helping during the fires that we had a couple years ago. We were helping people evacuate. We were getting people supplies, doing all that stuff. When a veteran is in crisis, all they have to do either is post something and everybody's right there on there to support them. The other thing is if we've had people post, you know, hey, I'm in Wyoming and I have a buddy who's out there in Portland and I feel like he's in crisis. Can somebody reach out to him? And people just swarm and you just see that brotherhood and, you know, sisterhood happen. And it is, it's amazing to watch just people making dreams come true. Hey, you know, I've got my old staff sergeant that's here and he's, you know, 84, is not walking, but his dream is to shoot one more elk and we've made it happen. You know, that's, it's cool. Really cool.
So what brought you to the organization?
So I am a veteran and I've recently, probably in the last 6 or 7 years, embraced that I have now been in Oregon for almost 20 years and really wanted to hunt and fish. I've fished, but I'm from California. So I did a lot of bass fishing.
There's no harm in that.
I know.
Let me tell you.
My fishing's all lake fishing, you know, bass fishing, all that. I've always loved it. My grandfather was a fisherman. So I, one of my son's buddies he graduated with, who also went in the military. My oldest boy was Army also, so was my husband. But my oldest son's friend, he knew that I was getting that. He's like, hey, I just found this group on Facebook and it's really cool and you get free fishing trips. And I'm all awesome, got on, looked it out, and pretty soon I got picked for a sturgeon trip, a keeper sturgeon trip. So super exciting. I'd never gone sturgeon trip fishing and stuff. And then I got hooked up with a gal named Amy McNeely, who was a great staffer up in Washington. And she was posting, doing a lot of trips for female veterans. And it was really cool. There's you know, that sometimes women especially that aren't comfortable with fishing get kind of like, oh, I don't want to go out with the guys, or absolutely, get embarrassed. So they're like, don't go out for the trips.
Yep.
You know?
Absolutely.
So we, so she was making those trips for females so that we can do some female-only trips so that they can get comfortable and start learning and have that. So she was like, hey, they need some help in Oregon getting the trips together. Why don't you see? And I was like, that'd be really neat. And most of the trips are up out of the Portland area because that's where it's big. We don't have a lot of activity down here because there just was nobody down here planning. So I was
For now.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, hey, two birds, one stone. I can help do the female stuff. I like to do all the trips too, but I do find the value in the female only trips also, and the male only trips for that matter. But trying to pull it down this way because I do know that we have so many veterans in our community down here that this would benefit. And so that's my goal right now. One of the reasons I'm here, family, we were at the sportsman show this year down here getting the word out. We're starting to get some great support, so trying to pull it down this way. That's so true. That's how I became a staffer about a year ago.
Cool. So what are you looking for? Do you need more volunteers? You need money? Of course, we always need more money,
right,
but,
right.
You know.
We need everything. Volunteers are great. If somebody likes to take people hunting, fishing, if somebody has some property, like, hey, you know, I've got some coyotes I need taken out, you know, we can turn that into a veteran trip. Somebody has some turkeys that they want to reduce. Hey, turn that into a, you know, we can do it. If you want to take somebody hunting or fishing, anything you're doing, if you're hiking, going on a tent, you know, or going camping, anything outdoors, any event that you're doing that you think somebody else might enjoy that you want to invite, if you're like, hey, you know what, I've got an extra couple hundred dollars and I want to pay for a trip for somebody with a guide, can do that also. Sponsorships, all kinds of things. So there's monetary, there's volunteering. If you're a veteran, just to get involved, you know, we want to take veterans out. So anybody that is a veteran, doesn't matter how long you served, we want to take you out, get you going. So just to be a part of the group.
I think the after I talked with you, it was actually really inspiring. So I just want to share this with you so you that you know. It's like we always say, if there's that little trickle or that little tiny bit of change, we don't know what that sparked. So I kind of want to enlighten you on what you've sparked. Because after our conversation, I actually talked about that with my oldest son, who's an excellent fisherman, outdoorsman, and has a boat, and so does his best friend. And so they said, we'd love to do that. And so for the Oregon Hunters Association auction, they will be down there, and we will have two veterans win a trip for two. Awesome. To be taken out by them and to go do that at no cost and everything, too, because I see the value in this as well. And, you know, I come from an outdoors family. My children are very avid outdoorsmen. And so, you know, this is right up our alley. And to be able to pay it forward just is just a feel good and a win for everybody. So I'm so excited to be able to say how that trip turns out later down the road. But he actually took me out to lunch today, and I was saying, oh, you know, this is who I'm having on the show today, and we're Alan and I are really excited about it. And, you know, talking about how you told him a little bit about what you've just shared with him. And he said, why is it when you talk about the veterans, Mom, I always just think about guys, and that I would have expected, you know, next weekend when they say, you know, people to stand up. He's like, why is that? Why aren't we equitably, you know, equating that to men and women? And so I think that that is really great that you guys are doing something specific for both genders, you know, completely male, completely female, just so everybody can feel comfortable and inspired to go out and do it in a way that feels comfortable and safe to them.
Yeah, it is. It's really cool when you see people, you know, especially the female veterans that won't necessarily, you know, put that foot out because they're kind of timid about it. Because let's face it, some of you guys are macho and we don't want to mess you up
well,
or something,
thank you.
You know, but it is really, really neat to be out there, be a part of that and have them think like, wow, I can really do it. And, you know, I can bait my fish. You know, bait my hook myself, and I can do this and learn how to and see the confidence. It's amazing.
Well, and I can imagine those issues are even more so with you know, we typically don't think of female veterans being front line, but they are now, and they're bringing back some of the same issues and injuries, you know, physical and mental, that our men are. And so being able to put them in a safe position, you know, and give them that confidence, that's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. It, I had a friend, male friend, but, you know, he posted when I, again, asking about how it's helped. And he says that I had posted a trip last year for a fishing trip up at Diamond Lake. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, I was out camping up at Diamond Lake. And he says that he wasn't planning on coming home. He said, I was leaving, but I just happened to be on, and I saw that trip and thought, well, maybe I should go do that. And he went and did that trip. And I didn't know this at the time. He just told me this week. He said, I wasn't planning on coming home, but I had that trip, and that's what's gotten me through even to today, that I found that. And we hear a lot of those stories.
You know, the Lord works.
Yeah, it does.
Mysteriously.
Huge goosies right now.
Yeah, it gives me the chills when I think
about
it.
I know. That was intense. Thank the good Lord. I mean, honestly, amen for that. And it just shows you, it's like the power of a fishing trip isn't about the fishing trip.
Yep.
It may not be about what you catch and bring home. It's about belonging and belonging to something bigger than ourselves sometimes that can help us through those times. So
exactly.
I want to share some more of those because I know you
All
got
right.
some testimonies, but we're going to take a quick break
right.
and we'll be back with more. Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance, in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Oh, those breaks sneak up on us so quick sometimes.
Yep. Almost caught us at a whoops moment.
I'm like, that's it. That's us. Well, this is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Welcome back. I'm Shannon Sebastian with Alan Painter.
Yo.
We're your hosts for your Q. And we have Kara Coughlin with the Fallen Outdoors with us, continuing on our conversation here. So already in that first 15 minutes, you have inspired and enlightened and so many things. So I just kind of want to touch back on some of the key points during the second part on what we can do as a community, how we can get involved, how we can follow this. And you had some tips that we talked about during the break. So let's start somewhere with that.
All right. So first thing is, in order to find us on Facebook, you can just search the Fallen Outdoors. There's going to be several different pages for the Fallen Outdoors. There's a main page that covers the national organization.
Mm-hmm.
There is the Fallen Outdoors West Coast All Veteran Community page. That is where Team Oregon posts our trip. It's Oregon, Arizona, California, Washington, Alaska. There's a few. It's the whole West Coast page. And so everybody will post on that page, but that's where Team Oregon posts. And there's also for each region, so it's broken down into regions. You can get on all the pages if you're a vet. Those are for veterans. You can get on all those pages, and really, as long as you're willing to get to whatever trip is posted,
mm-hmm.
you can go. So it doesn't matter if Team Washington or Team California posts a trip. If it's on there and you qualify for as in the description, you can put in for that trip and go. Cool thing about it is, you're taking a trip to Florida and you want to go do some gator hunting, you get on that Florida page and say, hey, I'm coming from Oregon. I want to see what I need to do. Chances are you're going to get either a super discounted rate for somebody, or a lot of times it's going to be a free trip because they're going to be like, come on, let's go. I'll take you.
That's awesome.
So it's super cool because anywhere you go, it's for active duty also. So active duty, you can get on if you change stations, whatever, you get on there. There's also the Fallen Outdoors support page. That is the page for anybody, but especially for people who are not veterans that would just want to support the organization. So you get on there and there's different posts of what we're doing and how you can support.
So is that a national or is that?
That one is national.
Okay.
So if you want to support Team Oregon to keep your money kind of here where we're at,
mm-hmm.
That is basically you can get a hold of me, mm-hmm. Kara Coughlin. My phone number is 541-671-6287. The other way you can reach me is it's Kara, K-A-R-A, dot Coughlin, that's C-O-F, like Fox, another F, L-A-N, like November, D, like David, at thefallenoutdoors.com. And you can email me and let me know that you're interested in helping, or if you have a special thing that you would like to do or support. We, like I said, financially, that's always very helpful because we have different events. I've got the Lipstick Salmon Slayer event coming up here this summer. This is one I did last year also. It's super cool.
Quite the name. Yeah, right? So yeah. I don't know what that means.
So the Lipstick Salmon Slayer it's an annual event put on up at Buoy 10 out of Astoria. It's a female fishing competition, mm-hmm. basically tournament. And so we've, the last couple of years, Fallen Outdoors has put together a team. And so last year we put out, I believe it was 6 for Team Oregon. This year we're going for 12, trying to get 12. And basically we pay for their lodging up there. We pay for meals, the actual event. It includes a T-shirt. This year we're doing a sponsorship package. If anybody's interested in that, and we can have your name on our T-shirts also. So we're doing, like, if you want to, like, hey, I want to sponsor a boat or a fisherman or woman, I guess, mm-hmm. You know, there's different levels of sponsorship. And of course, just anything, if you can donate $5, it goes to that. 100% of what we do goes towards getting people outdoors. We have Diamond and Vets coming up. That's a local event here that Emerald Steelheaders was doing before. They've asked for some assistance. So we're kind of combining, and then eventually I think the plan is that the Fallen Outdoors is going to be organizing it and doing it. It's just a little easier because we're closer down here. So that is an event that we get 50 veterans out up on Diamond Lake, lunch, breakfast, their stay overnight the night before. That's awesome. We get them out there all day. Everybody goes fishing. It's fabulous. I went last year for the first time. It's so much fun. So, you know, we need money for that, of course. You know, everything yep. costs money. So financially, great. Again, if you've got property that can be hunted on, fished, whatever, that's helpful. If you want to take somebody fishing, hunting, if you're a guide and you've had a cancellation on a trip last minute, you holler at me and say, hey, Kara, I want to fill a seat. It is tax deductible. All donations are tax deductible. We can get you a receipt for 501c3. So it's a great way if you have a last minute group cancel on you and you still want to do that trip and get a tax deduction. You covered. We got it. Winning for all of us. So, yeah, a lot of fun. So if anybody needs more information on that, they can get a hold of me. Or if you get a hold of Alan and Shannon, they can get you to me, too.
Yeah. And absolutely. And that's saying, for those of you driving, don't jot that down. That will also be up on...
Yeah, we can put
insurance.
It on our premier insurance page and your Q page.
There we go. We'll put it everywhere.
Yeah.
We'll put it on the sign of the building.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
it's just something we've got to spread the word on this.
Neat. I've got, when we were at the sportsman show, I can't think of her name. She sells Scentsy. She was right across from us. and I just flashed her name. I feel bad now. But she offered her property for turkey hunting for mobility challenge veterans. So we're going to get some people that are in wheelchairs that aren't able to walk long distance. So we're going to be able to take them hunting when they normally wouldn't be able to hunt. So I'm super excited about that. We've already got the names of a few people. If you know anybody that might fit in that category, veterans that do that, please get a hold of me and we will get them hooked up.
I tell you, there's a lot of ranches and even not even ranches, small property. I've got just 3 acres and boy, the turkeys are thick this year.
Right.
So if you've just got a little space, I mean, it's, you know, get somebody in a wheelchair and be able to out there. What a great rewarding experience to be a part of that.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing that you get, you know, I enjoy it because I enjoy hunting, fishing, and I love the camaraderie and get out there and do it. But when you start hearing the people and what TFO has done for them, it really, you just get kind of even more motivated to continue to do it because it's worth it. It's so worth it.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. You know, you hear the stories, but you know, just like anything else, that the stories you hear, there's probably 20 or 30 that you don't, that still had that positive impact, you know. And a lot of the lives that we touch, we're not going to truly know until we get upstairs with our Lord in heaven. But to be able to touch, impact lives every day, that what a great opportunity. So if you're like me, didn't get an opportunity to serve, what a great way to serve your country by participating in this.
Yeah, we have a great group. Team Oregon is our staffers. I think we're at 18 now. And with that small amount, last year we actually got over 400 veterans out on an event during that. So it's amazing. And we're hoping now that we're trying to pull it down south, we're hoping that will go even more. With our last few months, we've been doing some sportsman shows, which included Roseburg. We went up to Portland. We did Redmond. In the last 60 days alone, we have gained 550 members on our Facebook page. So we're getting the word out there. We're getting it moved. Awesome. We should be getting more trips going. The West Coast page alone has over 21,000 veterans. So a lot of people are like, oh, I haven't heard of that. But it actually, believe it or not, it's a big group. It's an awesome organization. I'm so proud to be a part of it. And we just need to pull it down so we can get some more things happen. So we're really excited to be down here. We have so many veterans to serve down there that can't get up to Portland for a trip. So if we can pull these things down here, it would just be amazing. So that's we would appreciate any help we can get.
Well, and we live in God's country.
Oh, yeah, we do.
I mean, Douglas County is God's country, people. So
if we want to contribute, just get on there.
Yep.
Contact you. This sounds like something that we need to get behind in our business as Premier Insurance. So I'd like to start off fundraising by kicking in $1,000 today.
Okay, now you're going to make me cry.
Oh, you're going to make me cry.
Holy cavoli.
This is an honor to be able to help serve you guys. So.
Oh, I'm going to cry
now.
This
is who I work with. This man has the biggest heart, and he doesn't brag it up. But
I Thank you.
Okay.
My pleasure.
I can't even.
You made me cry.
Now I'm speechless.
I've been doing really good about my feelers lately.
I've seen it if we can touch a button.
Yeah, you did. Now I can't even read my paper.
Ryan. Oh, that
this is what Douglas County is all amazing. About, though. And Alan is just such a great witness.
Thank you.
You know, of what the Lord can do when you put good people in, bless them in their lives, and they want to pay it forward. And you make me proud. I'm so proud right now.
Well, the Lord has blessed us. Yes, you know, and indeed. Thankfully, He didn't give me what I deserved, and so. It's a privilege to do His work and pass it on.
I've met your wife. She's great.
I married well.
She's awesome. Their kids are awesome.
Right.
So you're just such a good guy, and I'm not supposed to say that. It's in our contract that I cannot compliment him about being a good man, but you're a very good man, and that was a wonderful thing. And I'm so happy
and blessed for
you, and definitely, you know. I just know that's the tip of the iceberg, because we have connections and our network is large, and this is exactly something that we stand for. And when you mentioned earlier that, you know, talking about how it started and helping out the person that just needed some, that was the exact premise behind this show.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you were thinking the same thing as me, Alan, but it was just like, as she was talking, it's like, that's what this whole show was started for and about, was exactly what you described. And so it just feels like we're being blessed on the 1 year anniversary of this show with just what happened here. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Keep us, we're gonna log on. We'll post your information on both our Facebook, the Your Q Facebook page, and Premier Insurance Group's Facebook page. So the podcast is also on KQEN News Radio site. So you know, you want to post that, okay. And people can hear
please,
it later.
If you know somebody, download it, share that podcast. Let's
please.
Get veterans involved. Let's
spread the word.
Let's save lives and enhance our lives by helping out.
Yeah,
please.
Well, thank you, Kara, for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you.
That went by way
gosh.
Too fast, but we're gonna take a break, and we will be back with our local business buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is KQEN Local Talk at 4, and this is the Local Business Buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival.
Oh, this is, I love the business buzz.
It's a business buzz. And today we have Leslie Abbott with Onesimus Health Services. Welcome, Leslie.
Hi, thank you for having me.
We're thrilled. So tell us, we're excited because we have a provider here that's accepting patients. So everybody listen up.
Absolutely.
Tell us how you started your practice.
Well, I graduated in 2013. I've been a nurse for over 15 years. And I decided I wanted to practice advanced practice and do primary care instead of just the hospital. So after I graduated, I got a job at Aviva, which at that time was Umpqua Community Health.
Mm-hmm.
Worked there for a few years, and then I went to work for the Tribal Clinic for a few years. So I have some experience in a community health setting and in a government-run clinic. And then I did some traveling, went up to Lincoln County and worked for the county up there, and came back because it was too cold at the coast.
Amen.
And I worked with the VA, and I just realized after working in all of those different clinics that I wanted to open my own practice because I wanted to be able to spend more time with my patients and practice using a little bit of a different model.
Wow, that sounds a lot like how we began.
Yeah, I love
that. We want to be more client-centric rather than the organization. Mm-hmm. Well, what a blessing for us to be able to bring that buffet of experience to our local community.
Well, thank you.
And I know when we talked last week that you do a variety of things like travel medicine. And I was really intrigued by what you had said, how you kind of coach people when they're traveling, what they might need and things like that. Can you elaborate for us on that?
Sure. I've worked as a primary care provider with babies and children and adolescents and adults, including geriatric care. I worked for the high school, doing the high school-based clinics, specializing with those kids. And I was with those kids at Roseburg High when the shootings occurred. And so we did a lot of crisis intervention there.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with Up to Us Now Child Abuse Prevention Coalition and the Douglas County Human Trafficking Task Force. But my heart is in mission medicine. I've gone overseas twice to India. Once to Israel to do work with the Palestinians. My husband's been to Africa, and since COVID, I can't travel. So I specialize in helping people prepare for travel overseas if they're going to be in a country where they need water treatment devices or they need to have medicines for traveler's diarrhea, prescriptions, injections for travel to admission to the country, for example, yellow fever. I can look up all those things and from experience traveling abroad, tell them, this is what you absolutely have to have with you. And these are the prescriptions that you need. And this is what you may need or may want, but don't necessarily have to have, so that they can prepare better and travel without illness and come back healthy.
Well, there's nothing worse when you travel abroad, you get somewhere and you're hit with a catastrophe that could have been taken care of by something simple before you left.
Yeah, and you're like, I wish I had this, or I wish I would have thought of it, but you help them think of it.
Absolutely.
Correct. And I do pre-travel COVID testing as well.
What a blessing for our local churches and businesses, and you know, because a lot of stuff, we don't know what we don't know. So to be able to have that resource available, you know, that's, you know, whether it be business pleasure, and of course missionary work is a pleasure, you know, to be able to be prepared.
Mm-hmm. And you, so basically you're able with everything that you've done to handle somebody from birth to end of life.
Correct.
Comfortably. That's.
And I do minor procedures in my clinic as well. So I have experience with biopsies and joint injections and suturing and fractures. And I do some urgent care and some same day visits. I don't have a fully equipped lab or x-ray in my office, but I do send people within the park to the outpatient imaging center, or if I can't handle it, if they really need a higher level of care, I will send them over to Evergreen or the emergency room. But
and
you can
so
get in the same day with me.
That is amazing. And you're located in the Harvard Medical Park.
Mm-hmm. Suite 233.
Suite 233. So you're right here in town, easy access. Mm-hmm. And so what number would somebody call if they wanted to have an initial appointment or set up to establish care with you?
Our phone number is 541-391-7506. And I have a website. The name of the clinic is hard to remember, but once you know it, it's easy. It's Onesimus, O-N-E-S-I-M. U.S. Health Services .com.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have that up on our website.
I can sure try. I'll put a link to it. I will do it.
We also have a Facebook page that's currently under construction, so it doesn't look great, but
the number's there.
The number is there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have your card and information, so I can put it up on when we post the broadcast for this, the podcast. So right now, it is really, really hard to find a physician. And with me doing health insurance, I get this all the time where people are looking and searching and driving to Eugene, all the way to Eugene and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's really hard on a lot of the seniors that I have to feel comfortable driving up to Eugene for their care. But we're pretty limited. And, you know, thank goodness Evergreen does have a bunch and they're expanding. You know, that's a blessing. But it, I mean, right now it is very difficult. And so
What's really neat is, I mean, typically we have a new office move here. It's typically a new provider, a new physician who doesn't have a lot of track behind them to be able to have somebody of your experience, you know, in our community. Normally once, you know, we see these professionals get the experience, they're leaving. So to have somebody here dedicated to serving our community like that, what an absolute blessing.
Absolutely.
Well, that's an important point. I moved to Oregon in 1991, and I never left. I have done some travel nursing and some travel contract work outside Douglas County, but my heart is here, my home is here, my kids are here. I'm not leaving, and so being tied to the community and having experience. I worked at Douglas Community Hospital years ago before they sold out.
It had to have been years ago.
Yes, I've been here that long. Yeah, I've been here that long. So
I was born there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You were?
I was born at Douglas.
I had my knee operated there.
Well, and yeah. I was trained also. My practicum experience was done locally as well. I trained with Dr. Luke Hersher, who is a private practice physician, family-based, very grounded and centered and very personal in his approach to medicine. And so that was the model that I looked at and wanted.
And that's why his patients love him.
When I went into my own practice,
Yeah. When people talk about that, because I always have to ask who everybody's PCP is, and they're like, oh, yeah, we just love him. Good one to model after. Well, I want to give out that number also one more time, your address and your phone number for people to reach out, because sometimes they hear you saying it, and then they go get the pen and the paper. So if you could give us your contact information again, too.
Sure.
That'd be great.
It's Onesimus Health Services, and we are at 1813 West Harvard in Suite 233. Our phone number is 541-391-7506.
Well, that's better than Shannon did it a couple months ago when she forgot our phone number and said, Google it.
I did. I said, Google it. I tell people all the time, it's like, you won't believe me, but remembering that phone number when you're on air, it happens to everybody, to the best of us. So is there certain days of the week that your clinic is open, or like what's your clinic schedule look like?
Yes, we have extended hours, 7:30 in the morning until 5:30 in the evening, Monday through Thursday. We are closed on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but we have 24-hour available call, so you can reach me. And with modern technology, I have the ability to do a telehealth appointment for a patient from my phone and prescribe prescriptions electronically from my phone at home or wherever I might be. So we're pretty accessible, and we like being able to offer family medicine services. So we spoil our patients pretty good.
I know, that's what I was just thinking when you're sitting here talking about that. I'm thinking, this takes me back to like Little House on the Prairie days. That's where I was going, like, just go get the doctor. They'll come talk to you or take care of you, or you know your children and your children's children. That's what Cheryl in our office is like. She's like, oh yeah, I'm on my fourth generation with this family of insuring them or whatever. It's I mean, I could see that with you, with the gamut that you're talking about, being, you know, the birth to end of life care. It's like you could have a long-standing client.
Oh, absolutely. And so everything that a typical doctor can do, generally, we can go into your practice.
Correct.
Well, that's good. Awesome.
The only thing that I can't do is prescribe diabetic shoes, which is restricted to a podiatrist, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I can write home health and hospice orders. I can write prescriptions. I can do procedures. I can refer to specialists. I don't deliver babies, but I will take care of a woman who's pregnant through the first trimester. And then, of course, I want her to get good OB care with a local OB who specializes in prenatal care. But I can get them started and keep them healthy until then. Mm-hmm.
Well, Leslie, thank you so much for being on here.
Absolutely.
And I really appreciate it. And we wish you the best of luck with your practice. And I just know you're going to be full before we know it. So
thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for being here. We'll be back in just a moment. This is your cue on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
We're back. And our hour is almost over.
Oh, that's amazing.
What the heck?
What a great show.
Oh, my gosh. That just whizzed by.
Onesimus.
Onesimus.
I learned a new word. Don't make me spell it.
Well, that was absolutely just, it just flew by. Sometimes it really, really does. So.
Well, you know, you made a great comment on the break, you know, that speaking to her and everything. It really was the family doctor on Little House. You know, she's so personable, so approachable.
Yeah.
Really, it was great to meet her.
Well, and people are just hearing it on the radio and they're not getting to see her. But yep. If you could see her gestures, and that's what I was saying. It's like you can just tell the kindness and the care and the passion that she has. It was just like I told her, it's like, oh, you remind me of my friend Laura. And she's just one of the kindest people that I know. And so
definitely can feel her heart of service.
Absolutely.
What a great asset for coming back to home.
Right. Coming back to Douglas County. I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
We're awesome.
Absolutely.
We talk about that all the time. So, we mentioned at the top of the show, 1 year. I feel like we need like a cookie or something.
Who'd have thunk?
I couldn't even believe I was asked to start.
Yeah, I was like, no way I'm getting on the radio. I can't even talk in front of people at the office. But it helped knowing that there's only 13 of you out there listening.
So. Right. But like you said the other day, we started with 6.
Yeah, we've doubled.
And now we're at 13, so our numbers are just skyrocketing.
20, here we come.
We're killing it. This is awesome. We're doing it, Douglas County, for you, because that's what this is about. Celebrating and uplifting and educating Douglas County, and we're doing it with fun and flair and the Lord.
I'm saying, don't search for another F word.
We got to go, no.
Fun, flair, and the Lord.
Yeah, I'm going to skip to the Lord.
Let's start with them next time.
Let's start with them next time. You're right. So one of the things that we didn't get to talk about because the fall and outdoors things just went by with a blur.
Oh, that's amazing.
Was that I connected with her completely separate and they reached out about the show. And at the same time, then Carlos had been on last month and that's his gun project, his charity raffle for this month. Is the Fallen Outdoors. And so today's the last day. So run out there right now and buy your tickets. And the money will go to the Fallen Outdoors from that raffle out there.
Well, I tell you, it is absolutely amazing. You know, yeah, we hear Carlos, their advertisement from Umpqua Survival.
Mm-hmm.
But the things we don't hear about, I mean,
oh, absolutely.
The guns that they donate, and you know, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Thousands of dollars they give to support our community.
Just the owner's sense of spirit and, you know, of course, their connection to veterans and, you know, the servicemen and first responders. I mean, they're just so like-minded. It's like, oh, it's a natural thing that we're teamed up in doing this on the show because they're just great people.
Well, see, and that's exactly why, you know, when we started talking about doing the business buzz on the show, it's mm-hmm. like, you know, yes, they're unique and special people, but not for our community because we've got businesses,
right.
people that are wired just the same.
Right.
That do so much for our community. And they don't want their horns tooted, but that's why we like to give them a little bit of spotlight. And
absolutely.
Enthusiasm is infectious, you know.
Honestly, I was just telling somebody, you know, that it's been, you know, the year will be tomorrow, but that being on the show, even though, you know, we volunteer and this is for the community, I feel so honored and privileged to be sitting on this side and listening to people like Matt Hallman with Hallman Woodworks and talk about how his business even came to be, or meeting with an organization like the Fallen Outdoors, helping out the car show and them having a record number of attendees this year. It's just seeing the impact that it makes on the community. But I am also feeling it myself.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it is kind of funny.
I'm selfish in that. It's just like, wow, that's really powerful.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny because when you first broach the subject of doing the show, it's like, wow, that sounds like a really neat thing we can do for the community. And, hey, it'll help the business, too. And I've forgotten all about the business.
I know.
You know, I have so much fun.
I actually brought that up last week.
It's like, I don't, hey, you know, we'd love you all to call us, but we're just happy if you're blessed by who we have and what we're doing on the show.
Yeah, or the people that may call up or reach out to CARE with the Fallen Outdoors or Ride for 22 or one of the charities that we've had on here. And support them. I mean, you know, we don't know the trickle effect. We always tell other people that, but I think you and I don't even know the trickle effect.
No.
I mean, we've already gone from 6 to 13, so
yeah,
we're kind of killing it.
Changing lives, 13 at a time.
We're doing it. We're doing it. So, Umpqua Survival, you know they give a $25 gift certificate every week.
Show me the money.
And so I called up, and Carlos himself answered the phone today. Oh. I was like, what? I get to talk to you. And Gerald Browder is the fabulous winner today of that $25 gift certificate. So come on down to the News Review and let them know you're the winner. And they will get that for you. And you can go shopping at Umpqua Survival.
Well, did you know that they've got emergency dental kits out there? Never heard of such a thing. But what a great thing to spend your $25 on. You know, out there hunting, you break a tooth. So... I just figured you did the Clint Newell thing and got or Clint Eastwood and put a bullet over it.
That's no. I don't know.
No.
I was going with a hat or something cool. Sweatshirt, something cool. Then you're also helping promote, you know, you get something like that. But one of the things is next week's show is going to be Carlos the Big Man himself will be back in action with us. We always love talking with Carlos on the show. So it's the first Thursday of the month, so Umpqua Survival will be in the house. We'll talking Carlos, what his new raffle is for April, Oregon Hunters Association, and all things exciting. But we will see you next Thursday here on your queue.
Well, thank you for letting us be a part of your life.
And we hope you grace us with your presence again, Alan.
Yeah, we'll see you in a couple weeks.
God bless till next week. This is your queue. And we are out.